This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will engage with students in the new 8-episode format of Pariksha Pe Charcha, scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In a statement, the Education Ministry said that under the new format of the program, renowned personalities from diverse fields will interact with students and share their experiences and knowledge. The ministry informed that in this program, 36 students from each state and union territory have been selected from various schools to interact directly with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The program will be telecast live on Doordarshan Swayam Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel, and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. This year, the ministry received over 3.5 crore participants from students, teachers, and parents. The government has said that it employed both diplomatic and military channels to ensure complete disengagement from all friction points and restore peace and tranquility along the India-China border. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State in the Ministry of External Affairs, Kriti Vardhan Singh, said that India and China reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control on the India-China border areas in Despang and Demchok on 21st October last year. He informed that this agreement has led to disengagement from all friction points. He mentioned that it had been agreed that patrolling activities and wherever applicable grazing would resume as per the long-standing practice before relations soared between the countries. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 GW of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in a renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said in a statement that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner, greener future. It marks a significant step towards realizing the ambitious target of 500 GW of non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity by 2030, set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that India is not only becoming self-reliant but is also showing the world a new path in the field of green energy. Minister for Education and Rural Works Pasang Dorji Sona chaired the interdepartmental meeting of the Education and Rural Works Department at RWD Conference Hall, Itanagar today. The implementation of projects under the Department of Education by RWD was reviewed during the meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Sona emphasized on strict adherence to norms and standards in executing works to ensure quality infrastructure for the education sector. The minister informed that deliberations with officials from both departments, including chief engineers of RWD and senior officers from education, were held, focusing on streamlining efforts and addressing project challenges effectively. Collaboration between departments is crucial to achieving our shared vision of enhancing education infrastructure for a brighter future in Arunachal Pradesh, Mr. Sona added. The government of Arunachal Pradesh, in an official order yesterday, has approved the allocation, reallocation of charges and transfer and posting of 13 IPS and APPS officers with immediate effect. Some of the prominent names in the list include DIGP Headquarter Chinmoy Biswal, Dr. Joy Tirke, promoted to DIGP, Tume Amo, promoted to DIGP, and others. The official order has been undersigned by the Chief Secretary Manish Gupta. In a successful operation, the Bandardeva police station yesterday arrested a drug peddler and seized 3 vials containing suspected narcotics drug substance weighing 4.44 grams. The police team was led by Sub-Inspector Sudhir Kumar Singh under the supervision of SDPO Naharlagun. An arrest has been made in connection with the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances NDPS Act. This operation is part of the ongoing efforts of the ICR Naharlagun to combat drug trafficking and related activities in the region. The 3-day training and demonstration program on mushroom cultivation technology conducted by the Mushroom Development Center under the District Horticulture Officer concluded successfully at Pasighat today. The training sessions were held at Rayang Village, Ruksin Circle, Namsing Village under Merbo Subdivision and MDC Training Hall at GTC Pasighat. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.